Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey, and this is Our Call to Worship and Praise. We have many things to be thankful for during this Thanksgiving season. Many of them come and go, but some are absolutely certain and are everlasting.
We invite you, Lord, to be
Lord, we give you thanks. There's a long, long list of things we're thankful for, like our health, a good job, family, plenty of food, a place to live, a car, a cell phone, and computer. Lord, although we thank you for these, we know they are all temporary and could be gone in an instant, in a heartbeat. Our health could be affected by an invisible virus. The car could be destroyed in a crash or have mechanical issues. A fire could destroy our home. And there are many things we are blessed with that are eternal. They are ours now and for eternity. Dear God, we thank you for your love that never changes. Thank you for your word that will never pass away. That includes many precious promises and gives us wisdom. Thank you for the gift of your Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals us, helps us to understand your word, gives us wisdom and direction in this life. To those who have accepted your gift of salvation, we look forward to the absolute guarantee of our eternal home with you, where you have prepared a place for us. For these things that are certain, we thank and praise you. Help us to have that attitude of gratitude this season and always. Amen.
Because of what?
May your heart be filled with thanksgiving. Thanks be to God, our Savior and our Lord.
To God be all glory, to Him be all praise. From the early dawn of morning to the end of the day. In the words of my mouth and every meditation of my heart.
See what God hath done. Count all your blessings, name them one by one. your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly,
and you will be singing as the days go by.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
You are listening to Call to Worship. This program includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media, such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is listener-supported. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Be sure to thank your local station for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Praise Him, He is exalted, forever exalted.
I thank God for you, and I'm happy that He's provided us with this time for worship.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can't get you off of mind, so came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. Alright, many times I'd forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. Ooh, you are there when I am down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. So here I am with all I have. I raise my hands to worship you. I want to say thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. Cover me, touch my heart. I'm gonna say thank you. I could have died in my sin, but you saved me. Didn't have any hope at all. You gave me peace divine, strength to carry on. Should have been the one to pay, but instead you took my place. Amazing grace, more than just a song. Even though I don't deserve your love for me, you look beyond the flaw and you showed me mercy.
Come on, if you know it, you say.
There's a million sinful pleasures I cannot.
Folks, I encourage you to thank God today for all those things that are certain. There's a long list of things that we are thankful for that are uncertain, not guaranteed to last. Like, for example, our health, that we all know could change in a heartbeat, literally. It is good to have a job, especially one that we enjoy and are good at and that meets our financial needs, but things change. Layoffs do take place. Companies go through rough financial times and some close. If you have a place to live, be thankful. And remember that it's not for certain. Fires take out homes every day. And how about your cell phone and computer? Most of us have had occasional issues with our cell phones. And many of us know how tragic it is when our computer crashes. Well, these absolutely are not for certain. Although we thank God for these and thousands of other things, they are all temporary and could be gone in an instant. As we celebrate Thanksgiving, be sure to thank God for what He has blessed us with that are absolutely certain, guaranteed, and some are eternal. Let's start with thanking Him for His steadfast love that endures forever. Beginning with Psalm 100, a psalm of praise and thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. Well, life would be extremely difficult and knowledge of God very limited without the Bible. Thank Him for His Word that will never pass away and never returns to Him void. Scripture includes many precious promises and gives us wisdom. Psalm 119, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. 2 Timothy 3, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. Thank Him for the gift of His Spirit. The Holy Spirit seals us, helps us understand His Word, gives us wisdom and direction in this life. 2 Corinthians, for all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has also put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Ephesians 1, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Another certainty is God's grace, forgiveness, and salvation. Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 John 5, these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. To those who have accepted the gift of salvation, we look forward to the absolute guarantee of our eternal home in heaven, where He has prepared a place for us. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Friends, don't just thank God for meeting our daily needs. Thank Him for so many blessings that are certain. May God help us to have that attitude of gratitude this season and always.
Turning with thee, thou
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've invested this time in praise and thanksgiving to Him for all He has blessed us with, and especially those things that are absolutely certain. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. If you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and give you a new life. If you've made a decision today, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there on our website to help you grow and where you will find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Psalm 100, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations.